Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Sometimes reaching your healthy, active goals can be like climbing a tall mountain. But making progress simply starts with one step. Invite one friend to play a game. Break into a spontaneous dance party once in a while. Learn a cool new activity and practice it to get better. One new move a week is all it takes, and soon you'll come out on top. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com, a program of TSET.
Well, today the cattle market got a little weaker in the live cattle. We were down $1.27 in the August lives at 122 even. There was some trade this week. So looks like 22 to 23. The next month out, October, is down 60 here at 129 even. Midday, they actually sold off down to 128.35 before coming back in the last 30 minutes or so. December lives down 42 at 135.20. February out there down 12. Way out there in June of next year, they were up 10 at 136.10. The feeder cattle, the August went off the board yesterday, so now the September feeder cattle are the front month. September's at 164.45, unchanged on the day. October's are up 168.40, up 12. Some of those spring months, March is 30 higher at 168.72. And today is the first day of the new contracts, the new August of next year contract. So worth noting that started, the first trade was 173.25. It looks like it's going to be at 173.05 final. A lot of people watch those March, August, and April, August spreads. Well, March, August was somewhere just around 450 or 430 or so for that March, August spread to start out. And that's pretty normal for this time of year in that spread.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
More hay in a day means better field service, better parts on hand, and on-call techs. And that's exactly what you'll get from Great Plains Kubota, the brand that serves. Now's the time to get a great deal on a new Kubota baler from your local Great Plains. Balers like the field-proven Kubota BV4180, backed by a 4-year, 30,000 bale warranty. So, for hay tools that work as hard as you do, shop Great Plains Kubota. Or visit us online at gpkubota.com. That's gpkubota.com.
The grain futures were actually rallied back and were pretty strong throughout the day for the corn. December corn up 2.75 at 553.5, so we held the line there on that 550 number after trading down to 444. November beans are down 6.25 here at 1320. It's 13 cents off their load, so they really held themselves together really well, too. We did have a an export report this morning out of the USDA of some corn sold, or some beans sold to China and some corn sold to Colombia. I think that was helpful for the market as well. The December Kansas City wheat down 5.25 at 7.23. That was a penny and a half off the lows. December cotton looks like it's going to be up today, up 68 at 94.84. This time of year, we start to kind of slow down on the weather forecast, and that becomes less important as we're on the final stretch here. And harvest is actually getting into the Kansas, southeast Kansas corner for the corn and beans up there. From what I hear, their yields are actually really good, above average in Louisiana and in south and east Texas, good in Arkansas, and good in Missouri and Kansas. And I thought that would weigh on the market, but corn was very resilient today. The day the stock market's up, it's up 259 in the Dow, 35,416.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.